From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China said Sunday talks with the U.S. on trade have been positive, with concrete progress after 2 days of trade talks in Beijing involving U.S. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. He described the talks as friendly and frank. Larry Kudlow, President Trump's chief economic advisor, appeared on Fox News Sunday.
All these negotiations take time. Everything's on the table during the negotiations, but you can't expect you're not going to change Rome in a day, and I think that's a very realistic attitude.
Kudlow says the talks continue and praised Mr. Trump for being bold in confronting China on their trade disagreements. Meantime, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau challenged the U.S. decision to impose tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum imports. It happened in an appearance on the NBC program Meet the Press.
The fact that the president has moved forward with these tariffs is not just going to hurt Canadian jobs, it's going to hurt U.S. jobs as well. And neither of those things is something that Canada wants to see.
Trudeau dismissed as insulting and unacceptable the view that Canadian products pose a national security threat and is threatening to retaliate. Kudlow called that an overreaction, insisting this is not an attack on Canada. He said both sides appear willing to continue talks on matters like intellectual property. Nearly 50 migrants, mostly from Tunisia, drowned Sunday when their overcrowded boat sank off the Tunisian coast. Dozens of others rescued. The boat, described as large enough for 90 people, had twice as many. Separately, 9 people, including 6 children, died Sunday after their boat with 15 sank off the Turkish coast. This is VOA News. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is calling the United States pullout from the nuclear deal illegal and urging other signatories, Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia, to make up for the Iranian losses brought on by the U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says the agreement would allow Iran to resume some of its nuclear programs in the next decade. He said it also does nothing to rein in Iran's ballistic missile program or its support for extremists in the Middle East. He also threatened to impose sanctions on Tehran. North Korean state media reporting that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is preparing to visit North Korea, although no date was mentioned and there was no confirmation from Damascus. If so, it is believed to be the first state visit under leader Kim Jong-un and comes amid preparations for an unprecedented U.S.-North Korea summit. Meantime, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has attempted to dial back expectations for any talks between the United States and North Korea.
We can anticipate at best a bumpy road to the negotiations. As defense ministers, we must maintain a strong, collaborative, defensive stance so we enable our diplomats to negotiate from a calm position of strength in this critical time.
Trump-Kemp summit is set to take place June 12th in Singapore. A week before Sicilian municipal elections, leaders of Italy's new populist coalition government appeared at political rallies after the Five Star Movement and Northern League entered office on Friday. The new Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, encountered protesters at a migrant detention center demanding that he go away. He said he intends to work to reduce the number of people arriving and increase the number of deportations. The New York City Police Department took no chances with the Celebrate Israel parade in light of recent tensions overseas. Police said Sunday there were no specific threats. Michael Rosenzweig of the Jewish National Fund says he is honored to be a longtime supporter of the parade.
I've been taking part in the parade probably about since I was a kid, so close to about 50 years. And it's special to show the support for the state of Israel and the people of Israel every day with what they're going through from their neighboring countries and what goes on in Israel, and we're here to support them.
The Sunday Israel Day Parade marked the 70th anniversary of the founding of Israel. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.